tugging the cell from his pocket. He punched the screen until he activated the flashlight feature. Something moved in the window. Terror engulfed him like a sudden downpour. His skin tingled. He gasped before realizing it was only his movement in the glass. He chastised himself for being so jumpy, but it didn't help calm him. It only raised his awareness that his back was exposed to the yard, to whatever might be lurking out there in the darkness, waiting to strike when he was most vulnerable. Like now. His body tensed. The tiny hairs on the back of his neck prickled. What if those children are out there right now, creeping up behind? He spun around and thrust the cell phone forward, as if warding off a vampire with a crucifix. The blackness greeted him, silent as the grave and unfazed by the flashlight. "Fucking hell," Kit whispered. His hands trembled, nearly as bad as his heart. He turned back to the door and saw the movement again. "Just my reflection." He gripped the doorknob, and a thought flashed through his mind. Wouldn't it be horrifying right now to see a face slowly emerging from the darkness of the basement? The hair on his arms stood up. Damned imagination. Of all the times to... Something moved in the window. No way. He wasn't spooking himself again. But icy apprehension gripped him. The movement was inside the basement. It drew closer, going from a dusky, shapeless blob to a larger, ashen oval. "Get a grip. It's just Courtney, or one of her daughters." Black pits appeared where the eyes were. What if it's one of the Dunleys? Oh, shit. The face came into focus. Kit screamed. He tried to jump back, but his hand wouldn't let go of the knob. The cell phone quivered as he held it toward the window. The milky flashlight beam played across the face. Beneath the pallid, doughy brow, two eyeballs twitched as they held Kit in an unblinking stare. It was a child. A boy. His lipless mouth spread in a malefic grin. His teeth, like awls, juttered at different angles. Kit shook so hard the knob rattled in his hand. He wanted to pull away, bolt from the house, and flush the image of that hideous grin from his mind. His feet acknowledged no such commands from his panic-stricken brain. A fetid, sour stench reached him through the door. The boy slowly raised a hand and pressed it against the lower part of the glass. He withdrew it just as slowly, leaving behind a small, bloody print.